This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cardiology and Heart Health channels. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Matthew Budoff, Professor of Medicine at David Geffen School of Medicine, Director of Cardiac CT at Harbor UCLA Medical Center, and is the chief investigator in several active medical research studies on topics mainly focusing on cardiology. Dr. Budoff, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having me on.
Hey, you're welcome. So the CDC has called heart disease the leading cause of death for people of most ethnicities in the United States. Why has heart disease become so prevalent here in the U.S.?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're getting to be a bigger society in our waist. We're gaining weight. We're getting more diabetes and high blood pressure. And also, we're living longer. So as we live longer, the heart arteries kind of get clogged up over time.
And what are the signs you or a loved one may be suffering from heart disease?
Yes, yeah, so, you know, the most cardinal sign is usually chest pain or chest pressure. So patients will feel a little bit of pressure in their chest or a little discomfort. Could go to the left arm or the neck. But we do our best now to identify this years before the heart attack occurs. We have ways of early detection to give people plenty of warning so they can change their lifestyle and maybe improve their eating habits and their supplements to avoid any heart attacks.
This year, the Journal of Nutrition published your study on garlic, which is really interesting, and its effect on heart disease. Can you tell us more about this study and the significance of your findings?
Certainly. So, we've been studying garlic therapy for the heart over the last decade or so. The early studies we did showed that it slowed down the plaque in the arteries. So people who were taking garlic had less buildup over time as compared to those people who were on placebo or not on therapy. And this most recent study looked at the soft plaque in the arteries, and we actually saw some of it go away. We actually saw a regression of atherosclerosis. So there was a little bit of less plaque 1 year later in those patients taking the aged garlic extract.
Today we are with Dr. Matthew Budoff, Professor of Medicine at David Geffen School of Medicine, Director of Cardiac CT at Harbor UCLA Medical Center, here on eHealth Radio's Cardiology and Heart Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Budoff, does chiolic aged garlic extract have any symptoms comparable to prescription drugs such as calcium channel blockers, antiplatelets, etc.?
Yeah, so, you know, it's really well tolerated. Most garlic supplements, for example, you have that garlic odor. With aged garlic extract, it's actually odorless. So we don't get the side effects of other medications because this is a more natural supplement. So it doesn't have the same side effect profile as traditional medications. And this one happens to be odorless. So it even is better tolerated than some of the other garlic products on the market.
And why would you recommend chiolic over other supplements?
Yeah, so, you know, to be honest, I haven't studied the other supplements, but from a scientific standpoint, we now have many trials. Chiolic has almost 1,000 published studies on its website talking about its heart health. So they've done a lot of clinical research to prove that this therapy works. The other benefit of aged garlic extract, as I said before, it's odorless, so you don't bother your significant others by having that garlic smell when you're taking the therapy. So it's well tolerated and it has proven effects.
In conclusion, garlic supplementation has the potential for cardiovascular protection based on risk factor reduction, hypertension, and total cholesterol, and surrogate markers such as CRP, PWV, and CAC of atherosclerosis. Touch on that, if you would.
Yep. So we've been able to show that aged garlic extract lowers blood pressure So it's not as strong as your traditional blood pressure pills, but it does help get your blood pressure a little bit lower. So it's a nice natural way to help reduce your blood pressure. It also has a mild effect, a positive effect on your cholesterol. It not only lowers the bad cholesterol, but it actually helps raise the good cholesterol. So it has a dual effect there that's very helpful. And then, as you mentioned, it has other effects that we've been able to show over the last 10 years on the blood vessel health, what we call pulse wave velocity, on the plaque buildup, the coronary artery calcium, as well as inflammation. So it has a lot of modest effects that we think add up to a big benefit for the patient.
Well, Dr. Budoff, we certainly do appreciate this information. It certainly is so helpful for our listeners and our heart health moving forward as well. Where can listeners get more information accordingly, and how can they be in touch?
Yeah, so we have a lot of publications put up on the website at kyolic.com. KYOLIC.com. There's a host of information there. They can also get information about the scanning of the heart, the early detection of heart disease at calciumscan.com.
Well, Dr. Budoff, we certainly do appreciate your time. I know you're very busy, but certainly appreciate that. And for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, have a great day.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Matthew Budoff, Professor of Medicine at David Geffen School of Medicine, Director of Cardiac CT at Harbor-UCLA Medical Center. And for more information, simply visit kyolic.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cardiology and Heart Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.